The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. That crackling sound is one of the record number of fires raging in the Amazon rainforest this year. In this video from the AP, Brazilian soldiers tried to put it out last week on orders from President Jair Bolsonaro, because he's trying to put out another kind of fire. Bolsonaro wants to develop the Amazon, but he's being condemned worldwide because his policy encourages farmers and builders to burn and clear the rainforest. That deforestation not only destroys the Amazon, it also affects the climate the rest of the world experiences, including South Florida.
Action for Amazon!
Action for Amazon!
Over the last few weeks, the international environmental group called Extinction Rebellion has demonstrated in front of Brazilian consulates, including this protest in Miami. Outside Brazil, the Save the Amazon movement used to have a more abstract feel, not really something that affected you locally. Climate change has changed all that.
The Amazon rainforest crisis poses a near-term existential threat for Miami.
Nicholas Vasquez is Extinction Rebellion's Miami coordinator.
The Amazon rainforest sequesters a quarter of global carbon emissions. So once that goes, we go due to sea level rise.
The Amazon rainforest is called the Earth's lungs. If its epic foliage no longer sucks in all that carbon from the atmosphere, global warming will get worse. And so will the sea level rise menacing South Florida. Groups like Extinction Rebellion want South Floridians and the rest of the world to stop buying Brazilian products like beef from cows grazing on the deforested Amazon. In other words, to forget the churrasco.
We need to put pressure on the Brazilian government. It's very dependent on export commodities, especially meat and soya.
Whether or not a boycott happens, scientists say South Florida and the rest of the world do need to appreciate how Amazon deforestation affects them.
Imagine a permanent alteration of the precipitation pattern all over the world.
Ronnie Avisar is the dean of the Rosenstiel School of Marine and Atmospheric Science at the University of Miami. For 25 years, he's done groundbreaking research on how Amazon deforestation changes not just Amazon, but global weather patterns.
The effect of the deforestation of the Amazon changes atmospheric circulations in different places in the world. For instance, in the Midwest of the U.S. or California.
Avisar says that as the rainforest vanishes, it sends less moisture into the atmosphere and more heat. That adds to the way climate change messes with the planet's normal rain and storm cycles. He's found it can mean less rain in the U.S. Midwest and more in California. Amazon deforestation was a problem long before Jair Bolsonaro became Brazil's president this year. But Avisar fears an acceleration of deforestation could push things to a tipping point.
If it becomes a policy at an uncontrolled pace, the impact on the weather and the climate around the globe is alarming.
Alarming even to some of Bolsonaro's staunchest supporters, including the large Brazilian community in South Florida. Expats here voted overwhelmingly for Bolsonaro and his anti-corruption law and order agenda. But his Amazon attitude is a different matter.
Now when he says, I'm going to cut funds for the Amazon rainforest, then we say, nope.
Erica Faria hosts a talk show for Brazilian expats on Radio Florida Brazil. It's an online Portuguese language station she co-owns in Fort Lauderdale. She knows Bolsonaro wants to free up resources to rebuild Brazil's economy, but she and listeners who call in say Brazil's president still has to protect the Amazon. Many want him to be less confrontational with Europe and developed nations, governments that can donate the necessary Amazon aid.
Bolsonaro, he's very rough. Like Trump, he says whatever he wants, but he has the key to the biggest rainforest in the world. He should come up with a plan and go like knocking on every country's door asking for help.
Faria says what's at stake for expats like her is not only local threats like sea level rise, but how the world sees them as Brazilians. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.